Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1, His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. The Master's life was centered on God, not on himself. To do God's will, to be his servant, were his concerns. He disliked photographs of himself, permitting them only to satisfy his friends. But to have a picture of oneself, he said, is to emphasize the personality, which is merely the lamp and is quite unimportant. The light burning within the lamp has the only real significance. Abdu'l-Bahá was not afraid of silence. Indeed, he knew its virtue. Howard Colby Ives has recalled. To the questioner, he responded first with silence, an outward silence. His encouragement always was that the other should speak and he listen. There was never that eager tenseness, that restlessness, so often met showing most plainly that the listener has the pat answer ready the moment he should have a chance to utter it. And Ives recounts a charming story about another Unitarian minister who was interviewing Abdu'l-Bahá for an article on the Baha'i faith. His questions were long. The master listened with unwearied attention, replying mostly in monosyllables, but relaxed and interested. A great understanding love flowed from him to the minister. Ives grew impatient, but not the master. His guest must be heard fully. When at last his questioner paused, after a brief silence, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke to him with wisdom and love, calling him my dear son. Within 5 minutes, the minister had become humble, for the moment at least a disciple at his feet. Then Abdu'l-Bahá rose, lovingly embraced the doctor, and led him towards the door. At the threshold he paused. His eyes had lighted upon a large bunch of American beauty roses. He laughed aloud, stooped, gathered the whole bunch in his arms, and placed them all in the arms of his visitor. Never shall I forget that round, bespectacled gray head above that immense bunch of lovely flowers. So surprised, so radiant, so humble, so transformed. Thank you. One day, Abdu'l-Bahá was going from Acre to Haifa and asked for a seat in the stagecoach. The driver, surprised, said, "Your Excellency surely wishes a private carriage." "No," replied the master. While he was still in the coach in Haifa, a distressed fisherwoman came to him. All day she had caught nothing, and now must return to her hungry family. The master gave her 5 francs, then turned to the driver and said, "You now see the reason why I would not take a private carriage. Why should I ride in luxury when so many are starving?"
These children, are the plants of thy nurture, the flowers of thy meadow, the roses of thy garden. Let thy rain fall upon them, let thy sun of reality shine upon them. With thy love, let thy breeze refresh them, and order that they may be trained, grow and develop, and appear in the utmost beauties. Thou art the giver, thou art the compassionate. Abdu'l-Bahá.